Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Tonight, hi everybody, Kate Delaney. Wondering if you remember Anthrax 2001. Of course you do. 9/11, after 9/11, five people dying because of live anthrax. News trickles in that the U.S. military, accidentally shipped live anthrax to labs. How does that happen in nine states and an Air Force base in South Korea? So there's people taking antibiotics all over the place just in case, even though supposedly it's okay, except for that the CDC is investigating. Here's the key thing. It's okay, yeah. Live anthrax. It's not okay when it's live anthrax. Five people died because it wasn't okay. We might have short-term memories, but not that short-term. It's disastrous. And they have to get that under control ASAP. And that's, I believe to be on the other end of those calls. We accidentally sent this live anthrax to you. Just be aware of that. You might already have opened it. Hopefully you didn't open it, right? Because we sent that accidentally. That's the key word, accidentally. It's been a rough couple of days. And maybe even a couple of weeks, really, when you look at the weather in Oklahoma and Texas and some other places in the Southwest because of the rain. Such an odd thing, isn't it? While part of the country is dying of thirst, you have the same thing happening when too much rain is coming in Texas. The dam of a small lake breaks open. You know, a lake breaches the dam after days of flooding. And this was in a place called Midlothian. And sadly, there were too many people that died as a result of flooding in South Texas. And 13 people, actually 20 people in all, have lost their life where a flash flood caught them, a family missing because they were in a vacation home. Because remember, this was Memorial Day weekend, so there were people that were caught off guard. There was a prom queen that was killed coming back from the prom, just some awful stuff, and the cruel nature of Mother Nature and how it can be when there was just too much rain that came down, where at one point, 3 or 4 years ago, you'd be talking about a drought. It's like we see, and I mentioned this already, to the left coast, what people are dealing with there. Let's go to Grim, who is listening to us. Hey, Grim, how are you?
School's out forever. You remember them days?
Oh, yeah, and I love that song, too. Are you kidding? We couldn't wait till Memorial Day because we knew we were getting close.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's my period. I mean, Alice Cooper, he sung that song in my period of time.
They still play that song. I mean, they still play that song. It's huge. It's like a rite of passage. You know exactly what that means.
Well, I think they wrote my life according to that 70s show.
I like it.
But, you know, the first thing my pa said to me when he heard me listening to that, says, son, school's never out. You'll always be in school.
So true, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I got some empirical evidence to that, but I really want to say, because there's several people there in Texas, especially Houston, that this is their second trip, and I feel for them. I really do, because I know right where they've been, because at the age of five, my parents and, well, my family, we lost everything up there in Denver.
Ugh.
And that was when the South Platte flooded, and it flooded again this year.
Wow.
And this is it, Kate. I can go back to my grandmother there in Nebraska, and 50 years before her, she will not get into a bathtub because of her fear of water because of the flood she suffered through.
Wow.
And you
wow.
didn't have all the news media and everything else. So here's your 50-year flood plan. And I am living proof through my family. Except I didn't suffer this third one. But I just call it the Great Midwest Flood. Now, I know, and you know, we're going to have looters and all this, people taking what little, you know, but there's still a lot of good. But what I can't put up with, and you've been hearing it, and everybody's getting angered at it, is these people that want to claim it's weather climate change. And I'm sure you've heard it. I've been hearing it on the talk shows, you know, the main.
Yeah, I've heard it a little bit, yeah.
And
I don't think this stuff with the floods is that, no.
To me, they're more criminal than the looters. Because they are actually, because they wouldn't do it unless there's money involved, right?
Yeah.
And they're taken away. And you know, money that could be used to help the people. You know.
Hey, yeah, that part's criminal. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I ain't naming names, but boy, we got to do something about this global warming, and if you'll send me your money, I'll do everything I can.
Right? Yeah, on my own. Yeah.
And you know, I don't know. I guess we just don't have a lot of common sense people out there, because they do send the money because they're flying around. I don't know. Seeing the light more and more, though.
Yeah. I mean, we've had some of the people on the air. We've had people that even work in the so-called green industry that are saying, oh, yeah, not so fast. The problem is that there are some things that should be done. There are some things to do. But there's a big difference when you start splitting up, Grim, and we're up against it. Thanks for the call. He talks about the severity of the floods having gone through it. When you talk about the green industry, recycling or that kind of stuff, I mean, of course, recycling. Why not? Why wouldn't you recycle, right? But sometimes not so fast. My brother, who would normally recycle and say, yeah, okay, that's good for our environment here, found out that that in his community they were selling the trash to China. And making money that way, but not telling anybody. And so, of course, they were pushing for everybody to recycle everything, and that's why they were doing it. So, and not to confuse green efforts with climate and talking about that it's, you know, the weather, that's what it's about, that's what we're seeing, and that's the change. I think it depends there, too, as to what you're specifically talking about. The floods, I believe that this is a Mother Nature thing, and this is cyclical, what we're seeing with the rain, sadly, with drought and then massive flooding and then drought in another part of the country and massive flooding. All right, stay with us. Some great guests coming up next here on America Tonight.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Talk so much about liberty and freedom and history, because I am a huge history nut. I'm very excited to welcome to the show Daniel Brigman. He's written a book called Forever 1776, and there's a twist here. The book talks about what he says is really the truth behind the history of America, and that perhaps many of you would agree that some of what you read and some of you heard isn't true. Daniel, thanks so much for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So tell me about what led you to write Forever 1776. And when you talk about the real truth behind our history, what are you specifically saying, man, we're going down the wrong path and we're being misled?
Well, what inspired me, I think growing up in, you know, my family was very patriotic. My grandfather fought in World War II. Some of my uncles were in Vietnam. My great grandfather was in World War One. American Legion post is named after him, or a VFW post, excuse me. So that was instilled to me. The Constitution was important to them. So even as a little child, I can remember listening to them and how important it was. And so that was instilled in me. And as I got older and, you know, they passed on, I saw what was happening here in America. And when I heard Bob Costas get on TV a couple of years ago and call for the complete disarmament of America on the halftime of Monday Night Football, I saw red. I was like, you have got to be kidding me. This is the most un-American thing I've practically ever heard. And people need to understand about America, the history, and where we are, because this is not America whatsoever.
Yeah, when you say, that, and following up on that, when you say where we are, where are we? Where do we find ourselves right now? I can feel it on the phone lines by all the people who call up and feel this sense of urgency and frankly are concerned about what's happening and feeling as though the Constitution is being torn in half.
Well, in truth, in reality, you know, I'm going to get to answering that question real specifically, you know, and kind of if I get carried away, just bring me back. We got to give a little background. In reality, in truth, the Constitution is almost non-existent in operation in America, in practical operation. There's a de jure law, which is the written law, and then there's de facto law, which actually is happening. And in America, in the history of America, the greatest document that we have, the greatest inheritance that we have, is the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. In that document, even if you just read it, hiding in plain sight is the most important paragraph politically in millennia, the most influential probably at least since the Ten Commandments, the Old Testament. In the second paragraph, you know, everybody's heard it, I'm sure. We hold these truths to be self-evident. That all men are created equal, endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. That men have the right to create government to ensure that those rights are protected, yada, yada, yada. That paragraph, there is nothing like it in the world. What Thomas Jefferson said in that paragraph was that we honor our Creator. People use the word God. They attach all kind of meanings to it. Whatever meaning you want to attach, in America, it is the law that the gift and endowment of our Creator is supreme to all government policy, all government effects. That is the law in the United States.
And unfortunately, what we've seen is the, as you say, it's almost like non-existent, certainly, and we watch the directions that we're headed in. What do you think needs to happen?
Well, you know, you ask where we were, where we are right now. We're probably about 1770-ish, maybe a little earlier, if you make a comparison. In 1770, you know, the big issue with cops right now, with the police, with police brutality. Well, this is nothing different than the revolutionaries lived with. This is nothing. They had cops, or so to speak, lobster backs, as they were called, redcoats, that were all throughout their towns, that were enforcing ridiculous policies, the whims of King George, all throughout the villages, and the people were starting to get sick of it. So what they did in response is they dumped tea in the harbor as protest. And what the chain of events that happened from that led to a decision to be made. And this is a decision that we all have to make. Are we endowed by God or our Creator? Is it inherent in us that we can act by our own will, that we are free to choose our own path? Now, as the war began and the Constitution was formed, we won. The Constitution was not ratified. They refused to ratify the Constitution because they were so paranoid about government. The colonialists did not detest British government. They detested all government. They knew the inherent weakness of it. They knew how they continually took the rights of man. They saw the abuses. They saw the abuses that religion had done. The Catholic Church was, crucifying people in the Middle Ages. The Church of England was the enforcement. All these things. They knew this. They hated government. The core of the Constitution is not to control you or me. It is to control the government so that we can be free in the endowment that our Creator gave us. Now, people want to attach religion to this. They want to attach churches to this. That was not the intention of the founders whatsoever. They would not continue with the Constitution until a Bill of Rights was going to be added. The Bill of Rights is as sacred as any page in that Bible to you and to me and to what it means for our lives. It was an absolute, no fingers crossed, No crosses count. Cannot go back. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. The government cannot do these things to you. If you read the first 10 amendments to the Bill of Rights, they have nothing to do with you and me, Kate. Nothing. They have no effect or no bearing on our freedom, our lives. Only on what government and what people can enforce on us, the people, and restrict us.
I completely agree with you. What do you hope people take away from reading what you've written? What was your goal? And obviously we've heard some of that with the nuggets that you've sprinkled out here. What do you hope somebody listening to this show tonight takes away?
That they look inside themselves, that they feel a connection to their heritage, to their inheritance, because the Constitution is our inheritance. It's the greatest thing that America has ever produced. It's the only thing of really, truly lasting value that it guarantees and protects you. And that they understand the sacrifices and the perspective of our founders. This the book is full of quotes by the founders, and you'll see that what I'm telling you is not extreme at all. Not only is it not extreme, I don't go nearly as far as the founders do in their quotes and what they say and what they put on the line. And they risk everything, and by blood and sacrifice and everything they had, they put on the line to have a chance that we can enjoy the freedom and this endowment that we do have in this country.
Boy, I so agree with that. So if somebody wants to get a copy of your book, Daniel, how can they do it?
Right now, GCN, there's kind of a promotion with them. Go to GCNLive.com. At the top, there's a American flag banner. You can click on that, and you can ask for a free copy. I'm giving away copies of the ebook. If you want an ebook, I'll give you a copy. I just want this information out. This book is so I can't tell you how many people have contacted me and said, oh, this book, it needs to be in every school. I'm sharing it with my children, my grandchildren. It's so important that this knowledge, I mean, you know, obviously we haven't had a lot of time to delve into it, but it's just rich, and you'll get the perspective of what our founders went through and what they gave us, because it's not taught in school. It's been systematically eradicated.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm so into it. I grew up in Philadelphia and have written and spoke to so many people that have writings from the early days. If you go back to what the founders originally intended for this country, absolutely no question about it. All right, click on that flag, go to GCNLive.com. And Daniel, no fear, we'll have you back on again and we'll dive even deeper.
Awesome. Okay, thank you so much for your time, and look forward to talking to you again.
All right, Daniel Brigman, a lot of fun. And again, go to GCNLive.com. As he said, he wants that information out there. He's a business guy, and he is passionate about liberty. Click on it and you can get a copy of that book for free. Daniel, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. I want to drive it all night long. Throughout these cities and all these towns, it's in my blood.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Tonight, each and every show, we teed up with our pals from Talk Radio News. Oh, I have been missing him, the former congressman from Ohio. Luckily, through the miracle of Facebook, my husband tells me every move of Bob Ney. So I know every person that he ran into in India and when he's coming back. So I knew he was about to land in the USA when he did, in fact. So I'm better than the CIA. I have my own intelligence. Bob, welcome back. And how was India?
I'm such a fan of your husband. What a great guy. And you too. India was great. A weird thing happened. I was scheduled for the first time to go to Nepal, got off the plane in Delhi, and my friends had backed out, and I was really not happy. 3 days later, I was happy because the quake happened, so we avoided avoided that, which was really strange. But India was great. I taught some classes, for free to some monks on addiction, actually. It was pretty interesting. And did some hiking, trekking, lost 6 pounds, and not through bad water, just through good food.
How many times have you been to India in your life?
This was number 9. And,
wow.
And I'll give you one guess who started me on India.
I'm going to say Ellen Ratner.
Ellen Ratner, you got it.
Wow, how is that? She went there?
Ellen Ratner calms down over there.
Wow, so she went there and told you, this is the place you need to go?
Well, I had arranged through a friend of mine for her to have a private audience with the Dalai Lama. I had met him twice in Washington when I was a congressman. Then after everything I went through in 2010, she said, listen, go over and recharge your batteries for a couple of months. I did, and that kind of started a twice-a-year trek for, you know, a month or so, and that's how I ended up there. She's been actually over there four or five times when I have.
What would you tell people? I mean, this is worth delving into because people that go to India, I mean, all kinds of people come back and they say they're changed. What? Why? What is it about the country?
I took two friends of mine over in December who had never been out of Newark, Ohio. So, and it literally altered their life. I mean, literally. And, you know, it's an impoverished country, but people are very nice, very enlightened, hopeful. They make $30 a month as an average, but they just have this, you know, most of a smile on their face, very giving people. It just kind of makes time stand still. It's chaotic. No traffic lights, nothing. The electric goes off and you say, when's it going to come back on? And they'll smile and say, well, when it comes on. And you learn that it might be in an hour and it might be in 3 days. You just learn to adjust. And nothing really gets you, you know, whereas back here the internet doesn't come on as fast as I want like lightning. Over there it may not come on for a couple of hours, so it teaches you a different way of life. But the people over there are pretty well raised with yoga, meditation, you know, staying in the moment. It's a very interesting place.
Yeah, wow, crazy. All right, I'm sure we'll be talking more about that along the way, for sure. Learn some lessons from Bob about India and how we can all relax and breathe and learn to meditate.
That's it.
Right?
That's it.
Eat, pray, love.
I love that. I love that book and movie. Yes.
I did, too. I like that book a lot. There's no question about it. All right, so now you're back into this world, and, you know, you sent me a note earlier in the day, and you were talking about the five Taliban leaders. You sent a link that were traded a year ago. I can't believe how time flies for Bo Bergdahl. And they could be apparently free to travel as of Monday, because that's the whole supervised release thing, really?
Well, they could, you know, and I don't think many people were really focusing on that part of the agreement. Now, the administration is trying to renegotiate something. But I don't think people are focused on the fact that as of Monday, they are technically, unless something changes, free to run around.
Yeah. I'm going to tick off a couple of quick things here. One, you cannot go to New York without everybody telling you the water in New York is the best in the country. And now, apparently, the Obama administration issued some new rules this week aimed at protecting the drinking water. But Congress said, wait a second, that's a power grab. So what's the scoop on this and the whole clean water rule? Nothing's going to happen here?
Well, this one has to shake out a bit. The Congress is looking at it, and just like, you know, the health care bill or any piece of legislation passed under the last seven presidents, you pass it, and then the agencies write rules. And I think what people are afraid of right now is more towards agriculture, if anything. And they're afraid that the government might say, look, this water resource on this land isn't clean enough. Clean it up, or we're going to assess or take this farm, you know, hold the farm like a lien on it. I think that there's a lot of agriculture paranoia in this. Whether it's founded or not, Kate, is yet to be seen. But I think people just are suspicious of the government in general these days. So I think it's more private land issues than cities having a problem.
Okay, so then anything else? And then, of course, while you were gone and you weren't paying attention to anything, but you have been paying attention to this, the Patriot Act, this is mad tug of war on the Patriot Act. What do you think happens here?
Well, this is fascinating to watch. I was one of three Republicans that voted against the Patriot Act, just one of three. It was a lonely place at the time. And then, of course, later everybody slapped us on the back and said, wow, what did you all know? But now, you know, it's come to the point where, and this is very fascinating, this is not a red state, blue state, liberal, conservative type of deal. There's a lot of people on all sides of the spectrum that are very suspicious of the government just taking every bit of data that it can. So now, very interestingly, you have President Obama, and I never thought I'd say this, supporting John Boehner in the House version, which is called the Freedom Works or the Freedom Act, supporting that. Mitch McConnell, the leader of the Senate, is kind of going status quo and saying, well, the government needs to collect all this data. Yet Rand Paul to Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader, hey, guy, you know, and of course I'm putting this in layman terms, but we are not going to do this like this. So some of the senators that are hawkish on this issue and want to collect all the data have said, well, if the House wants to let this expire, and you know what, the House may let the whole thing expire, then it'd have to redo the entire Patriot Act. So it's boiling down to the House version, which really is going to protect a lot more people and just not allowing the government to simply take everything that it wants and store this data, especially the phone calls.
Well, why did you not vote for the Patriot Act? What made you? What was it that made you say, "No, I'm not going to do it"?
I brought in some of the greatest constitutional legal minds, because at that time, you know, you're in Congress, you can call up people, and I brought people in from all walks of life, people that didn't have a vested interest, and these, one after the other, whether they were extremely liberal or extremely conservative, they said, look, this bill has loopholes in it that you could drive 7 Mack trucks through. This is going to allow the government to actually look at pay-per-view, scan through the libraries, do anything it wants to do. This is too broad. Its powers are incredible. And sure enough, the Attorney General at the time, which was before Alberto Gonzalez, I think it was John Ashcroft.
Uh-huh.
He, in fact, tried to have this program where he would recruit your mailman, your local fire people, and have them in sort of this spying program in neighborhoods. We killed that, but that was just one example. So I looked at that thing and I thought, this is really horrible. And then some members of Congress said, we're not going to vote for this, Republicans. When the board lit up, Kate, it was me, Ron Paul, and Butch Otter. All the ones that said, oh, what a horrible act. We're voting for it. And I said, what are you guys doing? And they said, well, we don't want to lose our election.
Wow.
And all of a sudden I became, you know, the Osama bin Laden loving guy. You know, I wasn't, people were saying, well, he, you know, you don't want to fight terrorism. And I just stuck to it at home and said, look, they don't need to, they're going to try to watch what you're doing on pay-per-view, every single thing you're doing. Well, time proved me right, you know, on it. But I just, the greatest minds said to me, look, this is just too much, and it will turn out bad.
Wow, so that was a smart decision on your part, no question. And lastly, what's
lonely.
The deal with, yeah, I bet it was. What about monkey business, this scoop on monkey business not being Gary Hart's boat?
Yeah, this is quite incredible. Well, you know, for people old as me, they know what monkey business was, which was the Gary Hart boat that got him in trouble when he's running for president. But this monkey business is actually this animal rights group has sued, and they picked a venue where this judge is saying, in, you know, New York is saying to the university, you know, tell me what right you have to hold these monkeys there against their will, basically. And, you know, we posted this, Luke Vargas did on Talk Radio today. I just thought it was a really fascinating animal rights protection case where the animal is actually treated like a human being.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow. When you sent me the link, I saw that story, and I encourage everybody else to go and look at it as well. I mean, talk about somebody just like you who's put so many tracks. I mean, he's like, where's Waldo? Where's Luke Vargas? Is he? He's in the United States right
now.
Oh,
right. He's all over the place. And he came up with this one. And two monkeys' names, by the way, are Hercules and Leo. And they are arguing, this group is, by the Non-Human Rights Protection Project, are saying that they are wrongfully imprisoned. And this judge, in a historic first, his name is Stony Brook. This judge ordered Stony Brook, the institution, to defend why the chimps remain at that university. I thought it was fascinating.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Bob Ney, great to have you back. We'll talk again soon. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
I was home and I received a phone call. It was the President of the United States of America.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Deputy is saved after being ambushed by two men. Yep, a Mississippi sheriff's deputy who was being, frankly, ambushed by those two dudes along a remote stretch of highway, was being choked and carried toward the Woodlands, was rescued by his canine partner who chased off the attackers. This is why they have them, right? The deputy, Todd Frazier, was grabbed by these two guys as he was going near a parked car at a remote area when one of the men put him in the chokehold, cut his forehead with some kind of blade, they say. The other one picked up his legs and they carried him off towards this wood line. They were going to cut his throat. And he was able to get his arm free, and he activated an electronic device that released that sound to his canine dog, you know, to his dog. This black Belgian Malinois named Lucas jumped out of the patrol car and went after the suspects. The dog had a torn ligament, some broken teeth, and road rash, but he was able to push the two guys away from the officer. And boy, oh boy, they have no idea what the motivation was for the attack. And the suspects haven't been arrested. So the officer was treated for non-life-threatening injuries and is expected to make a full recovery, as is the dog. But boy, oh boy, thank goodness for that dog. What was going on there? Why were they going to cut his throat? They just smacked him, started to smack him around and do some other things. That's terrible. This is terrible, too, because nobody wants to see this in their backyard. I know I sure wouldn't want to see it, but globs of oil washing ashore on a Southern California beach, not good news. And they say it's just been a rough, week or so. The Coast Guard said crews were investigating the tar balls that spread about 6 miles off of Manhattan Beach, which, of course, is just southwest of Los Angeles. They said that people were walking along and they had seen it. And this, of course, comes a week after that oil pipeline ruptured in Santa Barbara, where they say about 2,400 barrels of crude dumped onto a pristine stretch of coastline and into the Pacific. So it left a bunch of slicks that stretched about 9 miles. So are the two events related? Could be that traveled down and then cut into Manhattan Beach. I would think, if I were investigating, and they are, that this is one of the things that they would look at. Probably that's where it came from. Probably. The floods have been a nightmare in Oklahoma and in Texas, at least 35 people, 14 in northern Mexico, 15 in Texas, plus 6 in Oklahoma, have died in the severe weather. Tornadoes, flooding from the raging rivers. They got still people missing, 9 people missing. I saw somebody on the tube the other day talking about it and said it's just heartbreaking that we have this loss of life. Some of the people were in a house celebrating the holidays, and they were swept away in storm water. It's just a terrible, terrible situation, harrowing situation. And the National Weather Service says there's a chance of storms for at least the next 6 days in Houston and in other parts of Oklahoma. They're saying the same thing. The tornadoes have been another crazy thing. About 25 minutes from where I live, a tornado touched down and ripped up a maintenance shed and some apartments, but luckily the twister went down the golf course and didn't hit any homes. So we've seen weird tornado activity. Even they say that a tornado hit an oil rig, injuring 3 people. So that these weather conditions, where, 2 to 4 inches more of rain is supposed to be dumped on the Dallas area. Same thing for Houston. In Oklahoma, they say 6 inches of rain completely across the state. And they're talking about the Colorado River, and saying that the Colorado River is likely to rise above flood stage, and a lot of homes that are already flooded with up to 3 feet of water, they say it's going to come down, maybe even worse in some areas. Wow. Unbelievable. As I've said already before, when you go through a drought situation, and then it's the complete opposite of that, but the people that were so unsuspecting, the ones who were renting places, who are inside. So you're inside, it's raining, it's pouring, you're not thinking, oh, raging waters are going to come down and wash the house that we're renting away. And that's what happened to the one family they're still trying to find. On a brighter note, for the first time since 1975, Golden State reaches the NBA Finals. That's huge when you think disco was happening in the 70s when they were there last time. So that's a long time to wait. And for the fans to be backing up all kinds of different teams along those decades, waiting to get back there. But they clinched the series over the Houston Rockets 4-1 with a 104-90 victory on Wednesday. So they're hoping that this is going to be it, and they're going to get the trophy. What's really strange is one of these stories I found with a little sports nugget that it's, because it's that first appearance since 1975, it's 7 years before anyone on the roster was born and just months before the head coach Steve Kerr's 10th birthday. Wow, that is really going back into some deep history. So we'll see how far they go ultimately in the finals. Because, you know, LeBron James is lurking. He's lurking. So that possibility is enough to scare you, I would think. A man was arrested in a massive manhunt in downtown Los Angeles in this arson case. And, boy, they had everybody turning over everything they could to try to find him. But this 56-year-old guy was picked up in connection with this fire that gutted a apartment complex that was under construction in downtown L.A. and damaged three nearby buildings. His name is Dawood Abdulwali. He was taken in the other day and booked on those charges, and he's being held on $1 million bail pending that initial court appearance that you do. So that happens on Thursday morning. And I love what the mayor, Eric Garcetti, said. Crime will not be tolerated in Los Angeles, and our first mission is public safety. We will arrest you, and we will prosecute you to the fullest extent of the law. I mean, they're lucky that worse things didn't happen, because this fire, and this is back in December, if you remember it, 250 firemen had to work on this fire. $30 million in damage. $30 million. Terrible, this fire. The site that burned had two stories of poured concrete beneath five floors of wood framing. And we're talking an entire city block. And it was very close to two major freeway arteries, the Hollywood Freeway and the Harbor Freeway. Boy, I've been there, and it's awful. And the heat was so intense that it lit up three floors of a neighboring 16-story high-rise building. I mean, literally melting telephones, computers, the office cubes, awful stuff. Thanks so much to Nathan Reeder for his help on this show, and all of you for listening. Send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.
All know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.